And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Last weekend, the Hilliard University Art Museum opened a number of new exhibits, including a collection of contemporary folk art from their permanent collection. That's in Gallery B. In Gallery A, a collection of work by sculptor and woodblock printer John Buck called C'est Magnifique. His wife is Deborah Butterfield, who had an exhibit here a few years ago of her horses. He has wood carvings and woodblock prints, amazing sculpture. You can see some examples on the Hilliard University Art Museum website, which is museum.louisiana.edu. And the Performing Arts Society of Acadiana presents the Royal Winnipeg Ballet with Moulin Rouge this evening at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available by going online to Ticketmaster or the Hyman Center, or you can find out more information at passaonline.org. That's Moulin Rouge, the ballet performed by the Royal Winnipeg Ballet, presented by PASA. Opening tonight, the 8th Annual Cinema on the Bayou Film Festival. It will open at the Acadiana Center for the Arts this evening at 6:30 with a sneak preview screening of Sushi and Sauce Piquant by filmmaker Pat Meir. Tickets may still be available. You need to call or go online to the Acadiana Center for the Arts for this opening and sneak preview. The festival continues through Sunday with a lineup of narrative fiction films and documentary films in a number of venues, including the Acadiana Center for the Arts, as well as Vermilionville, the South Regional Library, Pack and Paddle, and also Grant Street. You can go online to cinemaonthebayou.com for a schedule and a complete listing of films. If you're interested in tickets for this evening, you can find out more about availability by calling the ACA. Tomorrow evening, there will be an open mic en français in Grand Coteau at Casa Azul on Martin Luther King Drive in Grand Coteau. It's La Scène Ouverte, the open mic, and it will feature Jacques Royal, who's from Maubeuge, France. And after his presentation, there will be an open mic. Works can be original or borrowed, poems, songs, stories in French, or you can just go and listen. In Lake Charles, the Gateway Brass, the brass ensemble of the U.S. Air Force Band of the West, will give a free concert tomorrow evening in the Sherman Fine Arts Performing Arts Theater on the McNeese campus. And opening on Friday at Theater 810, Edward Albee's At Home at the Zoo. Tickets are available by calling Theater 810 or going to the Eventbrite site and looking for At Home at the Zoo. Also in Lake Charles on Friday, a South African film, Lucky, will be shown in the auditorium of the Central School Arts and Humanities Center. That will be presented by the Calcasieu Cinema International. Also on Friday, the McNeese Department of Performing Arts will present a free guest artist recital featuring Vocal Adrenaline, a double reed rock band, Friday 7:30 in Ralph Squire's Recital Hall on the McNeese campus. Chilean singer, songwriter, and arranger Claudia Acuña will be performing at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. This is a part of their jazz series on Fridays. For ticket information or information on Claudia Acuña, you can go to the Acadiana Center for the Arts website. The City of Lake Charles will open the traveling exhibition 50 Greatest Photographs of National Geographic this Friday, January 25th from 5:30 to 8 at the historic City Hall Arts and Cultural Center on Ryan Street in Lake Charles. All are invited to the opening. And Nunu's in Arneville will have their Table Française, their monthly Table Française, this Saturday, the 26th, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. All are invited to attend. You can converse or you can just go and listen to the conversation en français. In Lake Charles on Saturday the 26th, there will be a reading by award-winning poets Allison Joseph and John Tribble. They will be in the Sherman Fine Arts Grand Gallery. It's a free reading. That will be Saturday, January 26th at 7:30 on the McNeese campus. The Courier de Mardi Gras at Vermilionville will take place this Sunday, the 27th, from 11 a.m. until 3 o'clock. For all more information, please stop by the Bayou Vermilion District website. A new film series will start at Vermilionville called Les Vues Film Series. It will start off this Monday, the 28th at 6:30. It's free and open to everyone. And this month, the film will be a showing of Ken Burns' Huey Long. For more information, you can go to their website, BayouVermilionDistrict.org. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, KRVS.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just search for your favorite local program and either listen to archive shows or download for listening to later on.